Proverbs chapter 7, and we will read the first part of this. Last week we read the whole chapter, and we won't do that tonight. You are no doubt familiar with the chapter, but we're going to take it in pieces over the next few weeks and work our way through it. It's a very interesting story in that it has so much to consider, so many layers and levels of truth, but it's a very sad story because it's the story of the destruction of a life. But it doesn't have to be your life. You can learn from this, and you can be warned and follow the truths that are here. Let's read Proverbs 7, verses 1 to 10. It says, "My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words." And last week we asked the question, are you teachable? And we looked at these five verses. And the reason that Solomon is saying this, keep my words, keep my commandments, bind them upon thy fingers. The reason he's saying all of that is because it's an introduction to something that he saw. And he wants to keep his son from experiencing that and going down that same path. Verse 6, it says, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart." And we're going to stop there, but we're going to look at these verses and consider what they have for us. Tonight's title is Why You Need to Be Teachable, Part 1. We're going to go through the chapter and look at different reasons why you need to be teachable. A subtitle could be, you don't see everything. This is why we need to be teachable, because you and I don't see everything. Let's pray and we'll consider these verses. Lord, would you help us to be teachable? Help us to not just consent to be taught, but beg to be taught, crave to be taught, desire to be taught, and not taught by just anything, taught by you, taught by the truth, taught by the teacher, the vessel that you choose to bring into our life and teach us. This is harder than it may sound, than it may seem. It's a very simple choice, but often a very hard choice, difficult choice. But we need to make it. Would you help us do that? In Jesus' name, amen. Why you need to be teachable? First of all, because God has prepared others to help you. And I'm so thankful for that. Solomon is speaking and he says in verses 6 and 7, "For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." He's giving this cautionary tale, this story that teaches a sobering lesson. And he's the one that God has prepared to help first his own son, but also us. This is why we need to be teachable, because God prepares others to help you. And if you're not teachable, they won't be able to help you. And we need to be helped. We know that we need it. And of course, if God prepares someone, that person can help us. Solomon here had a vantage point that no one else in this chapter had. You read the story, and I like to imagine what I'm reading or what I'm hearing, and I imagine he's up on his, maybe it was his palace, maybe he was in his royal home of some sort, and he's looking out into the streets of the city, and he's elevated maybe two or three stories up in the air, and he can see the movements of these people. He had a vantage point that no one else had. He was able to observe others from a safe and secure vantage point. And I use those words because the young man here in the story was not safe. He was very much at risk and he ended up being destroyed. Solomon wasn't being subjected to the same forces of evil, to those same temptations. He was in a uniquely advantageous position to help this young man. If that man had sought for help, he could have been helped. But Solomon is in a position to help his own son and you and me. And that's often the position that others are in for us. When God prepares someone to help us, they are in a position where they're not necessarily under the same pressures in the moment that we are, and so they are uniquely prepared to help us. You know, when we're in the, it's been said, never doubt in the dark what God showed you in the light. And there are times where you can have God speaking to your heart and he shows you some things and it's so clear. And you say, praise the Lord, thank you. And then the next day, you're in the middle of a trial that comes on you suddenly. And suddenly you're doubting everything that you learned yesterday. You're in the dark, you're in the fog, you're in the storm, in the earthquake, so to speak. And you're tempted to doubt. And God sends people along that are not in that storm. They are ready to help you. And we can sometimes reject that because they just don't understand what I'm going through. But God does. And he prepares people to help us. We need to be teachable. He says here, Solomon says, I beheld, verse 6, at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. And that word casement is not a word we use. It's typically around these days. It talks about a vent or a lattice. It's also translated lattice in the Old Testament. It's kind of this, as I said, this elevated vantage point. It's unnoticed. You think about looking through a vent or something. People don't see you're there, but you can see out. And this is what he was looking through. And we would see, and we could recognize, he's in his own home. And because he's removed from the situation, he's not motivated the same way that others are, that he's watching. He's not tempted like others are. He's not distracted or deceived, especially this young man was. So he was in a very good position to offer a different perspective, to sound a warning, to guide away. He is very much in a good position. He had experience that, in particular, his son did not have. And maybe his son would say, oh, Dad, you know, you don't understand. That's a nice story and everything. That sounds good. But you don't know the situation I'm in. Well, Solomon had experience that his son did not have. And we need to be teachable. Are you teachable? God has prepared others in your life to help you. They love you and they desire to help you. And when God prepares someone, they usually extend help in a biblical and godly manner. Not always. Sometimes we can give good advice, but in the wrong way. Maybe we're doing it because we're just frustrated. Why do you keep struggling with this? Just fix it. And we might be giving good advice, but it's not in the right manner. But usually, God prepares people and they speak in a biblical and godly manner. Sometimes they may not be as tactful, as timely as they should be, but God can still teach you through them because he has prepared them. Job 36:5 says, behold, God is mighty and despiseth not any. He is mighty in strength and wisdom. God who is mighty, our great God who can make the universe, he can surely use someone else to teach you. We ought to be teachable. Turn to Proverbs 13:1. Proverbs chapter 13, we'll read verse 1. This shows who has a teachable spirit and who does not. Proverbs 13:1 says, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. And someone might say, yeah, but you don't know my dad. And if that's someone's response, I would say that response tells me all I need to know about the person, about the son, about maybe the daughter. A scorner refuses to listen. And eventually, he doesn't even notice the rebuke. It says, a scorner heareth not rebuke. And you can become so hardened to rebuke that it doesn't even register anymore. You have resisted it for so long, and now you don't even notice it. It's like white noise. It's just in the background. You don't even see it anymore. And the sad thing about it is, a scorner always thinks he has a good reason. A scorner always says, well, I want to be teachable, all right, but they can't help me, and here's why. Well, the Bible says a wise son heareth his father's instruction. Even if your father is lost, God can still use him. Even if your father is giving maybe unbiblical instruction, God can still use him to teach you something. A wise son hears it, but a scorner doesn't, and he still thinks he has a good reason. Look at Proverbs 15, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 15, we know that God's plan is for parents to teach their children. And maybe you grew up with lost parents. Maybe you know children. I don't know of any children here today, tonight, who have lost parents, but maybe you know someone like that. Even for the children in the homes who are still young and they have lost parents, it is still God's will for them to follow and obey their parents. That is God's plan for the family. Proverbs 15:5 says, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Nothing here is said about the content of the instruction and the content of the reproof. But it does tell us the kind of person that despiseth his father's instruction. A fool does that. Are you a fool? I hope not. But God puts others in our life to teach us. Are you letting God teach you through them? Don't let God's chosen instrument cause you to reject God's help. Don't let your response to God's prepared instrument keep you from learning and from benefiting from that instrument, from that vessel that God has chosen to use. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I have tried to put the focus on the one who is behind the instrument. We don't listen to that person, that teacher, because they deserve it, because they are infallible. No, God deserves it, and God's infallible. We trust God, and we submit ourselves to God and the methods that he has chosen, and fools don't do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, this gives us the confidence that God will use those flawed people, because I'm flawed too, and you are. So the listeners are flawed, the teachers are flawed. We're all flawed, but God is not. 1 Corinthians 1:25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. I almost imagine him kind of smiling as he's writing this. For ye see your calling, brethren. He's writing to save people. Ye see your calling. God doesn't choose many wise men, many mighty, many noble. Just look around you. Do you see any of those around you? No, see, this is your calling. Yeah, we're that kind of, not we're not mighty, we're not wise and noble. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. You better be careful before you criticize God's chosen instruments. And base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You know what's more glorifying to God than a wise and eloquent man being used by God? A rude and uneducated Galilean fisherman being used by God. Or someone like that. Someone like you and me, perhaps. That brings glory to God. And so we ought to be teachable. God has prepared others to help you. But you must agree in order to be helped. You have to agree to that. Why you need to be teachable? Well, God has prepared others to help you. Let's go back to Proverbs 7, and we'll see the second thing here. Second reason why you need to be teachable. Proverbs 7, verse 7. And I'll just say, it's exciting. If you embrace being teachable, then every day will be a day in school. The world, as it were, is your classroom, and you can learn anything anywhere. And that is exciting. If you'll embrace learning, if you'll enjoy it, you can be taught by God. You can have insights into God's character and God's work and God's word and truth at any point of any day. And it's really is a blessing. It's an adventure. It's an exciting thing to see. But you have to be teachable first. Proverbs 7, verse 7, it says, "And beheld among the youths, I discerned, beheld one of the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." The second thing, the reason you need to be teachable here is you don't see what you can't see. Pretty simple idea. Even childishly simple, you don't see what you can't see. But I've found the most profound things in life often are so simple a child can understand. Solomon says, "And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding." To behold means to observe. He was watchful. He was attentive. Solomon was interested. He was beholding. This wasn't just I glanced and I saw. He was watching and perceiving. And then he says, "I discerned among the youths." This means to distinguish, to discriminate, to have a knowledge of, to judge. He is able to see the difference and to judge, to perceive, to see the differences between, to distinguish is a good word. It shows wisdom, it shows experience, it shows alertness. You often see things that you don't notice. Have you ever realized that? You're driving and you just finished 10 minutes of driving to work and you have no idea what you saw. It passed before your eyes and your brain didn't recognize any dangers. And so it just kind of went right by. You didn't notice it, but you did see it. You didn't notice. That's not what we're talking about here. Solomon discerned. He saw it. He could see these things. But the young man void of understanding did not see these things. He couldn't. You don't see what you can't see. He needed someone to point these things out. He says, beheld among the simple ones. The simple ones are naive. They are easily persuaded. That's what simple means. Easily enticed, easily seduced. They are gullible. They are lacking guile and perception. Not guile as in malice, but guile as in being able to recognize subtlety and not be so gullible. We would never want to admit that we are a simple one. After all, we're older and more mature than we've ever been. Maybe I used to be a simple one. I'm not anymore. I have grown a lot since I was simple. We are wiser than ever before, but we might still be among the simple ones. And how would you know? Because you don't see what you can't see. You've heard the phrase, "You don't know what you don't know." And it seems silly until you realize, and it happens to you, where you thought you had a handle on the situation, and then suddenly there was a whole facet of it that just opened up. You didn't even know it existed, much less realize that you were not informed about it. You just had no idea it even had a possibility of existing. You didn't know what you didn't know. And you don't see what you can't see, and so you need to be teachable. Solomon says, "Among the youths, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths." There were a number of them here. This young man was among his peers. He was just like the others, and that may have given him false confidence. He may have looked around him and said, "Hey, we're all peers here. We're all friends. I'm about like the rest. I'm doing pretty good." It's good to be with those. It's good for you and me to be with those whose spiritual condition will challenge us. If I'm always around people that make me feel good about myself, that's a dangerous place for me to be. I need to be around people. I need to plan times to be around people where their spirituality, their walk with God, their knowledge, whatever it is, will challenge me and make me feel like I'm a simple one. I'm a youth. I don't know anything. I need to learn. I need to grow. It's good for me to be around people like that. It's good for you to be around people that challenge you. He was among the youths. He was just like them. And maybe that contributed to him not seeing these things. And then Solomon says he is a young man void of understanding. I think that a young man void of understanding is more common than we'd like to think. If you are a young man, and that's relative, isn't it? On the one hand, we want to say, I'm not so old, I'm still pretty young. On the other hand, we say, no, I'm not a young man void of understanding. I'm old, I'm mature. If you're young, you're probably void of understanding. And so you need to be teachable. But as much as I grow and learn, when I compare myself to God, I'm always void of understanding. I always need to learn. I always need to be taught. And it's interesting that this void of understanding is more, there's more to it here than I first anticipated. It has this idea of lacking a thoughtful and pensive heart, someone who gives thought to things. Not only was he lacking in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, but he was void of it. He didn't think about things. He didn't know things, and he didn't think about things, which is why he didn't see what he couldn't see. It didn't even enter his mind. He didn't give thought to it. This young man was the exact opposite of Solomon. He was simple. He was lacking perception and wisdom. He was gullible and easily deceived. He was also young and was with others like him. And his attitude was not observant and thoughtful and careful, but was unaware and inattentive. He was in serious trouble and he had no idea. And this is what the situation that you and I can be in. Maybe not with these circumstances, but you and I, we don't see what we don't see. We can't see it. We don't know it's serious. We don't know there's danger, which is why we need to be teachable. We have this false sense of security because, you know, we look around and I'm doing about like everybody else, but we need to be teachable. When was the last time you went to a trusted counselor or authority and asked if they had any life lessons to share with you about anything? When was the last time you asked a trusted counselor or authority if they saw anything in your life which needed correction? Is there anything I need to change? Is there anything that you see? It takes humility to do that. Well, I would if I knew I needed it. And that can be exactly the problem. Because we don't usually know. We can't see what we can't see. And so we ought to be teachable. God sees it. And he has prepared others to help you. And so let them teach you. Let's look at Proverbs 7, verse 8. It says, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Thirdly, you need to be teachable because you don't see where you've never been. This young man is moving through the town. He's walking down the street, and he's passing through near her corner. This story is very clearly, he does not see what's coming. He does not know how this will end. This is not him seeking this woman out. He is just sort of stumbling through life, and he's ambushed, and he doesn't see the ambush. He doesn't realize it's an ambush, and he goes to his own destruction. And that includes passing through the street near her corner. He went the way to her house. You don't see where you've never been. He didn't realize he was going there. He didn't know he was going to her house. He had never been to her house. He did not expect to find her because he had never been there before. He didn't know she was there. It's good for us to remember that we don't know what tomorrow will hold. You don't know where your choices will take you. You've never been there. And so be teachable. Well, but I've got this other plan, but you haven't seen how that'll work out. And God knows. I'm going to guess that Solomon probably hadn't been to that woman's house either. But he knew that she lived there. He had seen that she was there. Maybe he had seen others go there. Maybe he had been told that she was there, and her house was pointed out to him. You don't have to personally learn the hard way. in order to learn the lesson. But he knew the trap that was in store for the young man. And he knew where he was going. He could see it. It's playing out just like I would expect. But that young man didn't know it. There are others that see. God prepares them to see where you're going and where you're going to end up, where your choices will take you. But you don't see where you've never been. It's possible as well to learn from others' bad example. And so you don't have to go through that because the Lord teaches you by watching that. And so in a sense, you have been there in your understanding, not physically acting it out, but in your understanding, you've been there. You've seen it. And God can teach us from the scriptures that way. I'm not going to lift myself up in pride because I've seen what happens in scripture. And it's as though I've been there in a sense. You can learn from others' examples. And Solomon had. But this young man did not see what was going on. Sometimes, though, we can hear stories about others and that can give us a false confidence that we do know, we do understand. But you can hear those stories, and that doesn't mean you understand the issues at work. I remember that sort of thing growing up. There would be examples that I would become aware of, maybe in scripture, maybe in real life, and I would recognize things, and I'd even recognize patterns, and then years later, I'd realize, boy, I didn't understand that like I thought I did. I'm so glad I had my parents. I'm so glad that I had others to guide me because even though I saw it and I was familiar with what I was seeing, I did not understand it. You can see others' destruction, but that doesn't mean you understand why. You may be able to repeat the do's and the don'ts, but that doesn't mean you understand them like you ought. And that's why people say, well, that would never happen to me because I know the things I'm supposed to do and the things I'm not supposed to do. I wouldn't make that mistake. That wouldn't happen to me. They don't see where they've never been. Proverbs 16:9 says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. You ought to be teachable. We have ideas in our heart of where we want to end up, but the Lord knows where we ought to be. We need to be teachable. Proverbs 7, verse 9, it goes on. This is the setting in which the young man is going to this house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. You know, that's where sin thrives, is in the dark. And that's the time of day or night, of course, that this woman was to be found. But as the darkness comes, things disappear. They become invisible in the dark. And the fourth thing here, the reason we need to be teachable is you can't see what's invisible. You need to be taught. There's much in our world that we cannot see. I think about conspiracy theories and how they capitalize on this. Well, you know what's really going on is, did you hear about that? Well, you know what's going on behind closed doors. You can't see what's going on. And so these theories can multiply because there's so much that we can't see. We can't see the heart conditions of others. We can't see others' struggles and adversities. We can't see others' intentions. There's so much that we can't see. And this young man didn't see the danger that was lurking in his path. He didn't see the woman's intentions. He didn't see where it was with this path that he was walking was leading him. It was dark out. But God sees it all. And he put Solomon in a place to warn us. Job 34:22 tells us about God's ability to see. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Can't hide from God. He sees it all. Nothing is hidden from him. Isaiah 29:15, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us and who knoweth us? Well, God does. Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Look at Psalm 139. The first few verses of this psalm are wonderful in praising the Lord and exclaiming about God's abilities. God sees it all. He sees everything. Psalm 139, verse 1, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Verse 4, there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Nothing is hidden. Verse 7, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. God sees it all. There's no difference between darkness and light. He can see right through both of those things. He can see our heart. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. When we aren't teachable, we trust in what we see. We trust in what we know. And we're confident in it. We're complacent in it. But you can't see what's invisible. There's so much that you and I don't see. And we need to be teachable by remembering that. You don't see what's invisible, but God does. And he wants to give you wisdom. He wants to guide you and lead you. Be teachable. Every day, humble yourself again before the Lord to remain teachable. It's another day. Yesterday I humbled myself. The day before that I was humbled by something else. I'm not going to keep lifting myself up. I'm going to humble myself voluntarily, asking God to teach me and help me, because I need it today just as much as I did yesterday. I still don't see everything. Lord, I want to be teachable. I want you to teach me. Look back at Proverbs 7 and we'll see the last thing. Why you need to be teachable. God has prepared others to help you. And so be taught. You don't see what you can't see. There are things you don't understand. You don't see where you've never been. You can't see what is invisible. There are things that you'll never see. And so the Lord sees them and he wants to teach you. And lastly, you don't see what you don't understand. And specifically, we see this in Proverbs 7, verse 10. It says, behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. These things should have been set off alarm bells in his mind. She has the attire of an harlot, and Solomon knew she was subtle of heart. These things should have warned this young man, but he didn't understand them. And he didn't see them. Have you ever had a point in your life where you learned something that was completely novel to your life? It was the first time you'd ever heard such a thing or learned such a thing. And maybe it was an inside joke and you'd heard this reference being made and you had no idea what it meant. And it just kind of, you just kind of ignored it. But then you learned what it meant and you picked up on it every time it came up after that. Maybe it was a new phrase or a new... I think about sometimes, like at times I've researched different vehicles as I prepare to buy one maybe for our family or something, and I learned to distinguish between certain vehicles, and as soon as I learned some of those things, suddenly I'm seeing them everywhere, and I'm thinking, you know, did everybody buy one in the last 2 weeks while I've been researching? No, you just become aware of it, because now you understand it, and you see it everywhere now. It's astonishing to you how much that existed around you all the time, but you were never aware of it. And this young man was not aware of some of these things. He was not a wise, aware, thoughtful person. He was not alerted and alarmed at this woman's attire. We don't know much about it. We just know that it was the attire of an harlot. It didn't alarm him. It probably enticed him. He was not aware of her heart condition. It maybe seemed sincere, Or maybe he didn't even think about what her heart condition would be. It never even entered his mind. There was so much that he didn't understand about her. She took advantage of his simplicity and his lack of understanding. But Solomon is watching, and he knew right from the start. That's what she's, that kind of woman she is, and I know her type. I know what her heart is like. Look at Proverbs 22, and we're finishing up here. Proverbs 22, verse 3. Proverbs 22:3 says, "A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished." The prudent man might seem like an alarmist, or might be called paranoid or pessimistic, but the simple are punished. Look at Proverbs 14. The simple don't see the warning signs, and so they pass on and they are punished. They suffer for their lack of understanding. Proverbs 14:8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. It's wise, and prudent means forethinking, foreseeing, looking ahead. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way. If a prudent man is wise, he is not only going to be looking ahead, he's going to be taking care to his own steps right now, because I know my steps take me somewhere. So he's not just reactive, he's proactive. I need to understand how I'm walking, because they will lead me somewhere, and I don't want to end up in the wrong place. So I'm looking ahead, I am looking at where I'm stepping. However, the folly of fools is deceit. Seek understanding. How am I walking? How do you seek it and receive it? You have to be teachable. Don't learn the hard way. Be teachable. There's a lot that we don't see. That's why we need to be teachable. You don't see everything. Realizing, you think about all that you don't see, and it could either make you afraid to set foot outside your house because there's so much that could happen to me, or it could just make you teachable. Lord, teach me. There's so much I don't know. There's so much I don't see. And ignorance is bliss, maybe sometimes, but not usually. I need to be taught. A couple of Proverbs references and we'll be finished. Proverbs chapter 3. This is a teachable attitude in Proverbs 3. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Don't trust your own. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Others may think you wise, but if you're honest and you compare yourself to the Lord, you have no wisdom to boast about. Any wisdom you have is from God, and you lack so much more. I lack so much more than I have. I need the Lord desperately every day. Proverbs 17, verse 10. Proverbs 17, 10. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. It's quite a statement. A reproof, a verbal correction, entereth more, has more of an effect, makes more of an impression in a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. The fool rages, the fool mocks, the fool resists, the fool hardens his heart. He is beaten, and he doesn't change. A wise man will change after a simple reproof. Proverbs 9, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 8. A wise man is a teachable man. A fool is not teachable. Proverbs 9, verse 8, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. What a sad statement. The scorner hating the one who can help him. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. If you're not teachable, the Bible shows us you're a fool. I don't want to be a fool. There's a lot that I don't see. There's a lot that you don't see. We need to be teachable. God sees it, and He's prepared someone to teach us, and He gives us what we need. We don't see what we can't see. We don't see where we've been. We don't see what's invisible. We don't see what we don't understand, but God sees it all, and He wants us to be taught. He's offering the teaching. He's preparing a teacher. And so we need to be teachable to receive it and to be helped. Let's pray.